Hello, this is Brandy Nagel. Welcome to this issue of Startup Gauntlet for Educators, where we share the history, culture, and methods of Startup Gauntlet. With me today, again, is Paul Freet.
Hello, Brandy.
Hey, Paul. So today I want to talk about the culture of Startup Gauntlet. It has been described as tough love, that the teaching team or the instructors are quite direct. Would you care to comment on this?
Sure, I'd be happy to. You know, we knew that when we launched Startup Gauntlet, the people had to take what we had to say seriously. And we knew that if you want to find a cheerleader, there are plenty out there. If you go off and talk to your wife, you talk to your friends, you talk to other entrepreneurs, of course, everyone is going to love your idea and give you encouragement and want to see you succeed. But that really doesn't help. What people really need to know is the truth. And when we started Startup Gauntlet, that was part of the naming. We wanted to come up with a name that let people know that this was something that was going to be difficult. It wasn't like any other class or group that you might have joined. In fact, that when we started it, we gave the name Dungeon Master to the instructors. We wanted to actually have people believe that we were going to be tough. And they knew going in to expect a very focused, in-your-face type of approach. And that was why we created it that way. We wanted people to know that we were going to tell them the truth and we weren't going to be sugarcoating it at all.
Do you ever find it difficult to be straightforward or harsh with some of the teams?
As an instructor, no. In fact, it's actually easier than trying to come up with things that we don't believe in. We tell them what we really, really believe in our hearts about either what progress they're making, the approach that they're taking, and whether they're actually following the direction that we give them.
Excellent. Okay, cool. So I would say for educators, it's important to recruit good instructors or dungeon masters, if that name still applies. Can you tell me a little bit about what makes a good teaching team participant in this program?
Well, we're looking at people that have had success in the past because then they have some credibility. But we also want people that have had some spectacular failures in their past as well. I think anybody can get lucky. But have you really learned from what you did and what you did poorly in the past? And that's something that we also look for in people. But we want people that are confident in themselves such that they can express to people the reality and can give direct direction to people and can be very quick in their responses as well. Now, we don't want to have people that get up and lecture for 30 minutes on a small topic. We want people to be quick and direct with the point that they're giving. And that's what we shoot for. Because at the end of the day, Startup Gauntlet is a lab. We want people out there learning from potential customers, learning about their problems, exploring, coming back and reporting that to the teaching team. And the teaching team is either going to get them on the right path, maybe tell them what they did was bullcrap, but they at least have to be honest with them so that the students that are taking the class can then continue on in the right direction.
Fabulous. Fabulous. Great. Thanks, Paul. This was really interesting. I look forward to talking to you again.
Terrific. Thank you, Brandy.